everybody. Well, this is our Monday DBS program, Creation Lightship Healing, and the date for today is December 14th, 2015. So let's clear the date here. Releasing the energy, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And I'm feeling energies from Pearl Harbor. Man, they're still around. So that happened on the 7th. As soon as I started clearing the date here, must be these timelines of maybe funerals or something like that, collecting dead people from Pearl Harbor. So let's do a clearing for that right now to release them because they're showing up. I do this normally every year or something like this. So here we go. These emotional bodies, there's only a couple of spirits around, so we'll take those right now that I'm seeing. There's like four. Take those up to quarantine. They're out of here. And now we've got all these emotional bodies of lots of people. So here we go. Releasing them. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Oh, boy. Okie doke. So let's clear the date here. So 12/14/2015. So releasing the energies. 1, 2, 3, 4. That's getting better. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 20. There we go. So, I mean, the entities can hang on to a date. May not have to be the proper year that they died, but the date they know about. And maybe these entities are using this date because of, like, funerals or being recognized or something like that. Okay, so let's do a clearing now for emotional energies from people that you may have had. Since today's Monday, maybe something over the weekend happened, or even today. So think of that, and or physical pain, and releasing that energy from you for that one situation. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And now we're going to energize the light beam. So naturally that brings you peace into your room. And a lot of times if you have anxieties or something, it can also help to release that from you. So here we go, releasing that energy. And bring up the light beams. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. So I'm going to do a clearing right now, right off the get-go here, for people that may have something going on inside of their mouth, toothache or jaw problem or something. So let's clear this energy out. I'm going to take away some pins, energetic pins, as I did yesterday on our 8-hour call. And here we go. Coming energies out of the mouth here with pins. There we go. Some more coming out. Oh, boy. And more. I mean, you could have these from past problems with your teeth, cavities, etc. Here we go. More pins are coming out. There we go. So we'll turn it over to our co-host, Elizabeth. Are you out there?
To Creation Lightship. We are live with Ron Amatron today on the Healing Highway on BBS Radio Station 1. For the next hour, we'll be taking your questions via our fast chat feedback form, as well as at clsquestions@yahoo.com. So please email us with any questions or testimonials that you may have experienced doing the healings that are all available on Ron's website, creationlightship.com. So, Ron, I just wanted to say that you were just speaking about removing the pins on that sample healing for the jaw energy, and we did get a testimonial from a listener who was on the call yesterday, and she wrote in that she just wanted to let you know the weekend intensive calls were great. You covered so much on Saturday. Wow. Sunday, the pins removal was fantastic. I've had neck and shoulder and upper arm pains for most of this year, often not sleeping well because of it. After the call yesterday, everything has settled down to just a dull background awareness. I felt so different when I got up this morning, free and mobile and quite human. Smiley face. And then this listener writes a question. You said the pins were possibly antennas to implants. Might it be that the matching implants are still in us? A million thanks.
Yeah, that's kind of what it looked like during the call, that these things were there maybe receiving or transmitting energies into maybe our invisible blueprint around us, or even transmitting those to timelines. So I don't completely have the handle on it yet of what's going on, but I know these pins do maybe contain their own data, too, that interferes with our blueprint, which will make us have problems with situations. So we'll just see what happens, you know, in the future as we move on with this, you know, energy that we're dealing with now.
Okay, and maybe the reason why people have been feeling funky or have kind of had a sluggish start to this month, or are feeling weird and they don't know why or can't quite put their finger on it, could that be because of these Pearl Harbor energies, Ron, that you were just clearing at the top of the show?
It's possible. The energy, I guess the last few days even, has been like you're on a washboard. Up and down, up and down, up and down, maybe back and forth, you know. Doing something and then losing track of what you're doing, and then all of a sudden, you know, like you got turned on again. So it's like on again, off again. Kind of hard to, I won't say stay focused, because you are focused, but all of a sudden, like the information leaves. It's like, boy, it's kind of like walking on a bridge, you know, a homemade bridge where you have spaces between the steps. And you can see everything ahead of you with all the steps, but if you stopped and looked down, you'd see, you know, where the steps aren't, and maybe you're going to see water underneath you or something that doesn't relate to where you are. And so maybe the, you know, maybe the timelines are not connecting sequentially, but there is weird stuff happening. You know, I figured about, you know, a week or so ago that the aliens are trying to entice people by dangling different things in front of them to grab onto so they could be abducted onto unique timelines at the first of the year when the year changes. So you may have people that will say, like, tofu, for instance, so they'll be on the tofu timeline. Other people may like to have maybe a New York steak. They'll be on that timeline. Other people may like to have green salad. They'll be on that timeline. So the alien races are selecting this energy, we'll say, according to what they're dangling in front of you. So if you happen to have, just for instance, a craving for food, for instance, some kind of special craving, they're trying to entice you that way onto this timeline. Maybe that timeline now can associate with something else as you get abducted onto it. So you want to stay very neutral, you know. Let's just say that, for instance, you know, you used to eat pickles, and you haven't had pickles for like a year. And all of a sudden, you go to the grocery store, and the aliens entice you to go over to the aisle with pickles. You buy this gigantic jar of pickles, maybe a gallon jar of pickles, not knowing why, but still you liked them 10 years ago. Well, that's, they're kind of hooking you up to that. And then what's on the pickle timeline? And are you going to be pickled? So back to you.
Wow, Ron. And also, it seems like these aliens know exactly when to dangle that carrot in front of you, because the new year is such a time of upheaval for so many people, and there's so much pressure to make resolutions and change your life and do all kinds of different things that you wouldn't normally do, and everyone's kind of in this emotional turmoil and maybe feeling all kinds of regret for things that they didn't do the past year, or guilt, or maybe they had a really great year and they don't want it to end, so there's kind of a melancholy feeling there. So it seems like they know exactly when to strike when we're at our most vulnerable. So I would think that it's particularly, excuse me, important to pay attention to that, and even these little cravings that you're speaking of could be a signifier to a potential abduction.
And it could be possible, maybe completely stable with your life, with your thoughts, and you know, maybe you're one of those people that look for somebody else to tell you what to do, and all of a sudden that person's not there any longer, and now you feel like, gee, what do I do next? And or maybe you're a little mentally imbalanced. And there's all different stages of that, but we'll just say that you're a little mentally imbalanced and you know, you need that instruction. Then all of a sudden, that person or the instruction has left you, or the aliens took that person away from you, and now you're wondering, gee, what do I do? And let's just say that's happening to you. Maybe you're in some type of situation to where you are going into a room full of people that you don't relate to. I'm not saying that these are mentally ill people or crazy people, but maybe, you know, you go to the shopping center and all of a sudden you go in there, and it's like kind of like going into, you know, where you live, everybody sort of dresses the same, okay? And you can see this on TV programs, different movies, and you get a person from the South, or maybe, say, a southern rancher, they're going to be wearing their hats. You know, just think of in Texas, typically, you see movies about Texas or people, and they're all wearing their hats, and they have their pointed shoes or boots on, you know, and that's kind of their culture. Maybe they're wearing Levi jeans, you know, with the shirt on, and that's, you can say, yeah, this is a Texas person. Well, you go to New York, I've never seen that ever, you know, when I go back there. They're all dressed up typically in suits, walking around, you know, or higher fashion, put it that way. And so all of a sudden, here you are, you're wearing your cowboy hats and your jeans, you know, and your pointed shoes, and you walk and you get transported, we'll say, to New York. We'll just say you did some time traveling. You go to New York, you go to a shopping center, and you go, wow, I don't really belong here. These people don't relate to me. And that's where they're all looking at you like, where'd this guy come from, you know? And so this is kind of what I'm talking about. The timelines, all of a sudden you're abducted onto a timeline and nothing seems to work for you. This is what the aliens are doing to you now. They're trying to find out what you're going to be willing to accept at the first of the year on timeline. So they're doing this, to, you know, this discernment for them, in a sense, the sampling of energies. And so what do you do when you find yourself, you know, wearing your pointed boots and your cowboy hat and you're in New York shopping mall and everybody's dressed up and you look like you just came off your ranch, you know? What do you do so that people don't court you? Well, the first thing is a mind-to-heart drop. Do that. Do the psychic billboard if you know about going there so that the people aren't going to be seeing you as odd. And the shrink wrap. And that's probably the best thing to do. If you keep thinking about going to this place and feeling these people that seem weird to you, because they would be that because they don't look like your neighbors where you came from, then you may want to do the mind loop clearing. But you keep coming up with that in your mind, like, uh-oh, what's going to happen to me if I go into the shopping center or I go to the food court and there's a bunch of people there and they don't recognize me, or maybe I don't want to get their energy. They're all thinking a certain way, and I don't want to get caught into that mindset. So the mind loop one could help you. And now if you're in fear of going there, then, you know, you want to do a trauma clearing. Maybe, you know, you should have that kind of in your back pocket all the time in case something happens to you. So that's the main thing, is the trauma clearing. Do you have anything to add also to that, Elizabeth?
I think the trauma clearing is a great idea. I also think that if you can avoid it, just don't go to parties. Don't go out on New Year's Eve. Stay home and, you know, do some clearings or do some free clearings that are all on Creation Lightship. Do the Be Here in the Now. Actually, somebody just messaged us, Ron, and they asked, so, Ron, what do we need to do to not get abducted? If I did get the pickles and got abducted, how would I get back to a Creation Lightship timeline? So I guess you would do Be Here in the Now for, I don't know.
Yeah, you want to do the Be Here Now clearing. Because, see, you're typically already on an alien timeline if you're not in the mind of heart drop. So I'll describe this differently, like I've mentioned on a couple of shows. Basically, you're living in darkness until you do the mind of heart drop and you get into the present moment. If you're not in the present moment, then you are on an alien planet that looks like Earth. So once you fully understand that, then you go, wow, how long have I been on Earth? Well, maybe a month out of your whole life, okay? So now you want to go, I want to stay here longer. So then you need to get out of time. So your whole lifetime that you've had, you are not on the original source energy created planet Earth. You're on an alien artifact of that, a replica. So right away you go, uh-oh. So you know the darkness very well because you lived here in darkness for all of your life almost. So now the thing is, what do I do to change? Because now we have tools on the website to get the aliens, the mind transmissions option and everything else. So now what you do is you do the mind to heart drop, and now you're in a whole different energy system. You do that and do the Be Here Now clearing. The Be Here Now clearing will take you from the alien abducted timelines and put you typically into the now. And the now could either be, as you do the mind to heart drop, that energy, or it could be at 0 point on the alien timeline. Either way, it's probably going to be, you know, good for you, because if you're in zero time, they're not going to want you. You can still be on a dark side Earth, but you're going to be at zero time, and they're not going to want to connect to you. The mind to heart drop will bring you into the source energy with your spirit, and that's really, really where you want to be. So that's the kind of the two ways of doing it. So when you get into zero time on the alien timeline, time has stopped, and you're still in a dark side universe. Okay, so remember that you're still in the darkness, but they're not going to attach to you, and that could possibly be okay, only because you're not going to be abducted, because you're talking about abductions here. The other way is to be in source energy, and then you're on the real Earth, and you're not going to know the difference that well, except if you're very intuitive, you're going to see that the colors are a little different on the energies around you. Nothing will cord you. People probably are not going to recognize you because you're walking in their hologram of darkness if they happen to see you on the fabricated Earth timeline. So they may tend to switch the two over each other. So, and I've had people talk about this. They said, yeah, Ron, I did the shrink wrap. I did the mind of heart drop. I went out shopping at a grocery store, and nobody even saw me. In fact, people bumped into me because they said, oh, excuse me, I didn't see that you were there. That's because the two energies, source energy, being out of time, the darkness can take their time energy and superimpose it over it. So you can be in actually walking through the hologram of darkness and not be affected by it. So hopefully that's given you some more insight about what goes on. So the darkness overlaid their energy in time over source energy. That's why I keep saying I'm looking for the real Earth to take away this holographic display that the aliens created so we can actually have the real Earth here that you can see. And then that they can take off and go somewhere and take all the phones with them. Back to you.
Wow. Yeah, and also, as you were speaking, Ron, there are a number of alien dark side attack clearings which could possibly be used if you felt you needed to go deeper. There's an alien barcode removal, as well as several free alien healings on the left-hand side of the website there. So if you felt that you were abducted, you could run any number of those and see if you could feel any relief. There's a 2,000-year Well, I guess that wouldn't be applicable in this situation, but there's a 2,000-year barcode removal, alien head implant removal, alien oxygen code removal, alien tracking barcode removal, and so on. So those are all free healings that are offered, and all of those will help disconnect you from those energies. So the next testimonial is from a listener who has a true story. And this listener writes, yesterday someone put a $10 bill on my wheelchair-bound friend's lap when they walked out of the alien cafe while I was in line ordering our beverages. I had the help enslaved aliens leave the planet audio clip on repeat in my purse at the time. What a coincidence, and a possible thank you.
That's great. Wow, the aliens paid for their field trip out of here, huh? That's great.
Yes, and also it kind of goes along with what you were saying, Ron, about being out and doing the mind-to-heart drop and doing the shrink wrap. People probably won't notice you.
Yeah, that's true. In fact, I went to a place a few days ago, and this place had this really large lake. So I thought we're going to go look at it, you know. And went to the water and put the water in our hands, you know. And it didn't even feel real.
Wow.
I go, well, that's that. You know, it's interesting to see a large lake, not real water. So, how can I say this here? If the water's real, it's going to feel very wet in your hand, okay? Well, this water kind of felt like it was floating on your hand and not really penetrating your skin. It didn't really feel wet, even though, you know, it looked like water. So that's what it was. So anyway, I won't say that's very strange, because just another occurrence, you know, that we have here of a hologram with water in it. So back to you.
Yeah. So I'm just wondering, Ron, despite doing clearings, and this is actually a listener question, so they wrote in, despite doing clearings, some years and seasons have different feelings and energy. Should this be something to be aware of? Is it something I need to clear? If ideally everything should feel peaceful?
Yeah, that's a good one. As you go through the climate changes, in a sense, you know,
mm-hmm.
In fact, we have the energy changing too. I think it's what, the 27th? I mean, 22nd? Isn't it 21st, 22nd, something like that, where the energy changes this much? I think it's always around the 20th.
Oh, yeah, I think you're right. Like the season, the official start of the season, the winter.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so you are going to feel that, because that's going to be a different timeline. So, you know, the seasons, there's only four seasons, so they're going to be changing the timeline for the season to bring forth the new holograms, we'll just say, for the four-month period. No, three-month period, right? Because we have, you know, the four seasons, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to be in a different hologram. And then you do have the New Year's hologram, which is probably the major one. That's for the whole year. But, so you will feel the energy. Now, just wondering, where is that energy coming from? What planet, what energy, what alien ship, what star, whatever it would be out there, is transmitting that energy here? Or do they put some kind of implant in the earth, they have a change so that this happens, okay? And do we really need to have the different seasons? You know, everybody is used to having seasons. But what if every day was peaceful and it was very similar, you know? I don't know, I'm just throwing that out there. But we do go through, you know, the climate changes, you know, the cold winters, we'll say, and the hot summers. So, I don't know, you're just kind of looking at that as, is that the way it's supposed to be or not? But back to you.
Yeah, it makes you wonder. And also, you know, different times do have different energies and feel different to people. And I know people that love Mondays because they feel like it's a clean slate and it's a fresh start. And I know other people that just hate them because the weekend's over and they have to go back to work and they're not really thrilled about their jobs. So it's kind of all, I guess, what holographic reality you're hooked up to and how your perception of that is influenced by the aliens. So I would imagine if you are feeling particularly off about Mondays, you probably would want to timeline crash that, or you would want to timeline crash your emotions about Monday, or whatever season you particularly, you know, did or did not look forward to.
Yeah,
because I guess, it's an interesting question, because I guess the problem really isn't the seasons, it's this holographic reality that kind of seems to be our topic tonight, and how it affects us emotionally.
Yeah, and looking at Mondays, we'll say that you're, you know, the old saying, you know, you live for the weekend, you know? So,
right.
So let's look at that. So Monday, you know, if you believe in that, you know, you're free for 2 days. So that means that you have freedom for 2 days, and then on Monday, when you wake up, you are shackled and you're now a slave, okay? And then when you get off work on Friday, the shackles come off, and now you're free for the weekend. You may want to look at that for a clearing, because
wow,
that could go up and down. It goes down. You know, people sort of feel that way. And anyway, it might be you may want to do the slavery clearing, you know, if that's the case, if you feel like, you know, that's kind of happening to you, because you're on a cycle. You're on a weekly cycle, and you only have 2 days to, you know, not be at work, and maybe there's a problem with work that you don't like. So I think the whole thing is possibly slavery. You might want to do this, the whole lifetime slavery clearing. Maybe I'll do something, too, on maybe on the keyword pre-clearing also. But, you know, I'm just looking at this as we're first talking about, you know, the seasons. That's a cycle. But you're all running a cycle. Today's Monday. You feel great about the day, or do you dredge going to work, you know, for the next 4 days because, you know, it's going to be work, and then you're freed up. The shackles come off of you. No, you're no longer a slave, and the weekend comes and you're free. So that's another way of looking at it. But when I was younger, I thought, you know, having a full-time job and actually working, you know, extra, I was probably working, you know, maybe 60 hours a week. And I thought, gee, I got a vacation now for like 2 weeks. It wasn't take me a week to go there and come back. Now I got a week to do something. I thought, man, this is really stupid to work. You know, we got to work 50 weeks out of the year to have 2 weeks off. You know, I go, man, there's something's wrong with this picture. When I was probably about 18, you know, I go, this is wow, you know. And then naturally, you got to save for it because you don't get paid typically. So that's even worse. But anyway, I'll just throw that out for you, you know. So that's another mind thing you got to look at is how do you feel about your vacation? And, you know, are you not a slave then, you know? So the slavery clearing may help everybody. So back to you.
Yeah, that's a really great way of looking at it, Ron, in terms of slavery. And, you know, I know also a lot of people that have the opposite feeling. They really like their jobs and they want to work at them all the time. They don't really ever want to take a vacation. They just kind of like working, and they don't know what to do when they're not busy. So it's that's kind of another form of slavery, but it's maybe one that they don't notice because they are kind of like using it as an excuse to just stay busy and not really focus on anything that may be difficult or hard to face. So there's that too, which is, I think, important for people to look at. So, yeah, it's a great conversation, and I feel like it's one that we could just continue having. I'd like to get to some more questions, though, if that's okay with you.
Okie doke, I'm ready.
Okay. So the next question is, when you disconnect yourself from your soul family, how would you know that you are disconnected? And would they know that they are disconnected from you also?
Sounds pretty mental to me. The question is too mental. The first thing, you know, it might be a good question, but to me it's like going into the mental realms of this stuff. What will happen is the people around you that have contracts with you to cause you harm, to do whatever. And another thing, this is like mind control, so they're no longer going to be around you, you know, asking you for something or doing something to you. So you're no longer a victim to them. So that's probably the way I would answer the question. As far as are they going to miss you or not, they're not conscious enough to even know that they're in a soul family and that you're in it, okay? You're just a person in their life. So that's how I would look at that. So, you know, and if you may have ongoing contracts that you need to finish, too. Just by going out of your soul family does not mean that your contract has ended. Typically it has, but you don't know what you agreed to. You know, I would imagine after maybe a month or two, typically they all should be gone and out of your life. But you still could have some, you know, situations that you don't want to let go of. And that's your choice, your spirit's choice. But you could command your spirit not to do it also. And that's why you get out of your soul family. So back to you.
Yes, and also I think a lot of the times you can't really control anybody else, and you can only control your free will and how you feel about things. And if there are emotional issues that affect you, then all you can do is disconnect yourself from them, timeline crash, those emotions, you can't really be in control of how anybody else thinks of you or perceives you. So that's kind of what you could focus on, and the only thing that you could maybe do is timeline crash the emotions that you would feel towards these people that are in your soul family, too.
And they may just drop out of your life also.
Right, exactly.
Remember, you have the resonance to be with them, so they're like a marriage to you. So you may have 10 people in your life that you've hung out with and or go to work with now, you know, and once you do that, they may not want to connect with you energetically or talk to you that much. So that's what happens. Interesting. I have to get some water here.
What
I'm saying here.
That's okay.
Yeah,
Ron. That's okay, Ron. If you need to take a little water break, I was just thinking as you were talking that it's. I think it's hard for people to accept that sometimes because they feel very connected to their families and their soul families, and they don't necessarily know that these people are doing them wrong or subconsciously hurting them or that they're part of these contracts. And I think it's really hard for a lot of people to distance themselves from, you know, their immediate families and also their soul families because family is a very powerful word. So we have these connections to people, and I think sometimes, you know, we have this perception that we need to treat them differently or because they're family, we have to love them. So there are all these sort of inherent emotions here which are very difficult, I think, for a lot of people to accept that, you know, well, this is how it is, and, you know, you have to disconnect yourself from your family, and you have to get out of your soul family, and you have to get out of these contracts. And I think that's kind of a hard thing for people to accept sometimes. They're like, well, my family's supposed to love me, and, you know, it just creates all sort of emotional attachments and entanglements there.
Yeah, I guess that is correct, I think. Once you start releasing these people in your life and getting the energetic cords from them off of you, then you're going to realize that you're actually free, that you're a slave to these people. A little hard to talk about because most people are family. They're integrated heavily with their families. And, you know, they think, gee, what if I didn't show up for Christmas this year? What would happen, you know? And what are they going to think of me? And did I buy the right gift for that person? And, you know, then after you buy something, you go, uh-oh, you know, did I buy the right thing? Should I have spent $20 more to satisfy this person? So you're getting all this energy from these people, giving it to them, because you're going outside of yourself to satisfy someone else, and that keeps you in slavery. Once you realize that you can be autonomous, be on your own, be in the present moment, then all these other things that you have seen and, you know, out there won't make any difference to you. And you can see it just by going to the shopping centers now at Christmas time. Everybody's buying something for somebody. That's kind of nice, I guess, to get gifts, but, you know, they're doing it not because they have to, not because they want to, because they have to, because of all the peer pressure of society, because this is the time of year that you do that. And, you know, that's why the manufacturers making products and selling things in the stores, they're all geared up for Christmas because it's part of that energy to attach people to an event. So once you backpedal your way out of it, you know, then in fact, you know, if you just go into a store and you're not there and don't buy anything, just go into a store not to buy anything, okay? Normally you're going to go to a store because you're looking for something to buy. Just go into a store for a test. This is your homework. And leave your wallet in the car. You can't buy anything. And just walk to the store, being in the moment, or not being connected to items, because normally your mind's going to go, oh, should I buy this, should I buy that? You know, you're kind of drawn to those aisles, you know, to look at something. Just walk to the store, kind of in neutral, and watch the people. And you're going to watch them running all over like ants, trying to get something. And you're just there because you want to be there. And so that's the way you can look at the slave mentality of everybody else doing something, and you're being controlled by the energy of that event. So what you're being controlled of, since everybody's buying gifts typically now for Christmas, you know, then you're buying something attached to that Christmas energy that's controlling you. So Christmas is actually like a big implant that's put into you. And so if you walk to the store without wanting to buy anything, now you're not involved with that implant and that energetic cordings and the alien mind control for that particular day coming up, you know, in your future, because you're dealing with future stuff now. So you're projecting yourself from now, which is the 14th, probably into December 24th, 25th. And you already have those days covered as far as energetic cordings, because you're coming into that event on that day. So all the cords are out to you right now to do stuff to you. Another way of looking at it. So just go into a store without having a wallet or buying anything, and just see how it feels. You might feel like you're the only one in the store. So back to you.
Yes, that I would love to hear some testimonials from people if they decide to do this as their homework. And let us know next Monday on the Healing Highway what your experience was. Also, Ron, these are such great reminders, because it's all of the clearings and all of the healings that Ron offers on the website, creationlightship.com, are designed to help you become autonomous. So you will no longer be a slave to these emotional energies. And they can all be done 24/7, whenever you have time, over the net. And it's a really incredible modality of healing. So moving on, the next question is staying on the Creation Lightship timeline. So this listener is wondering if by being on the intensive, meaning the intensive calls that Ron offers every month and in quarantine all month, does this keep us off alien timelines and away from abductions?
Typically not, because when you're thinking, you're on a timeline, and you can be abducted that way, or if you have emotions. But when you're in quarantine, we're looking for the parts and pieces of you that have got stolen by the aliens and could possibly be in dark side universes. So you are being cleaned out with the alien critters, even though you're not on the Sunday call. So that lasts for a month until the next call starts. So you're on, you know, that particular call, even though you're not on the phone with it, you're still, the light ship is still pulling stuff off of you in quarantine. So quarantine is where they can look at darkness and not terminate it, and hunt down the parts of you that the aliens have taken. So if you have, we'll say, in quarantine, a jellyfish energy on you, an octopus, you know, squid, et cetera, that's inside of your body, they probably have abducted the part of you or parts of you somewhere, and that's going back into their food chain somewhere else. Because they remember these energies, since the darkness, you know, knows about courting, then that means that they can take your energy from something that's planted inside of you, some life form, and it's probably courted to some dark side universe, and maybe you're feeding a whole family of aliens. So you may only have one octopus attached to you, but it has an energetic cord going into the beyond. Oh, maybe you're feeding 1,000 octopus energies with your life force energy, and maybe it took part of your spirit where that octopus is inside of you, and they're munching on it over there as one of their treats. So in quarantine, what happens is the energies that the alien life form gets terminated, and they have their poison, they have their waste products, and they have the dead carcasses, and we take those out of you, and then we look for that energetic cord going to some dark side universe and terminate those energies too, and then try to receive and retrieve back what they've taken and stolen from you, and then it's brought back into you again. And then that's cleaned off, and then you're a little more whole. That's what we're doing in quarantine. So everything works with energetic cordings from darkness. So back to you.
Yeah. Thanks for explaining that, Ron, and hopefully that helps people understand more about what that is and what it means. And getting back to the Christmas topic, a listener's wondering, how do you escape this Christmas thing and family and presence situation, especially if you are a parent and have children?
That's up to you. I don't have really an answer for that, you know? Remember, you're dealing with peer pressure.
Yeah.
And that's the whole thing. So it's I can't say how to do that. So
yeah,
back to you.
I guess you would just have to decide for yourself how you are going to handle that and what you're going to emphasize. And I mean, like Ron says, you can't really stop other people from their free will, free choice, so you're only in control of how you react and your emotional connections to things. So, I mean, ideally, I would just go for peace in any situation like that. Just, you know, if you don't feel like participating, don't participate, and try to do the mind-to-heart drop as much as possible to remain peaceful. And, you know, there's no rule there that says you have to buy things for people, so if you don't feel like it, then don't do it. And do the shopping exercise and see what happens where you leave your wallet in the car. You know, I never really even thought of that, where you are in a store and you already have this program, or I guess a barcode that's put on you to buy things. So I wonder if you didn't have any money or you didn't have the means to purchase anything, how you'd feel differently emotionally just by wandering around. I'm going to try that myself.
I have another thing here.
Sure, go ahead.
Hopefully the people don't have this scenario, but typically, you know, we're, according to what the powers that be are saying, we'll say, so we're looking at Christmas time here coming up, and hypothetically, that's the birth of Jesus. So right away, you know, as you're opening your presents up, you know, you're thinking of the birth of Jesus, right, continuously. I doubt it, but we'll just say that's what their intent is, right? Because that's why you're having gifts, in a sense. That's just from St. Nick, you know, a long time ago. But anyway, well, that's the basic thing. So you're getting presents on a birthday of Jesus. Well, the day after Christmas, now what are you looking forward to? You think, well, you know, that was the birth, and naturally what's in duality is death, right? So now, are you depressed, you know, the 25th, 26th, you know, going into the first of the year, because now you're heading toward Easter, the death of Jesus, okay? So I'm just kind of throwing that out to everybody. They didn't allow it, you know, to be 6 months later. They had it, you know, on Easter. I don't know. I think that's in, I'm guessing April, I think. I don't know. I don't do any celebration, but, you know, you're looking at, you know, you get all ramped up for, oh boy, Jesus is going to be born, and the next event happening is going to be dead, and, you know, I should say killed. So, well, what happens to you? You know, an interesting thought, how the mind control is working, because you're doing duality from one extreme to the other. So back to you. And then you have the people over in, excuse me, I've seen people in maybe Mexico, I think, where they, I think it's Mexico, South America, I could, you know, that's probably better yet, but they have people carrying crosses, dragging it through streets, and they have people who actually want to nail themselves to crosses. And, I mean, I go, holy cow, you know. So anyway, back to you.
Yeah, wow. That's definitely something to be aware of in terms of the energies of the year and how you experience them. I recently saw somebody's bumper sticker, and it said, "Relax, God's in control." I was like, oh, great.
Yeah, and you could be driving your car to get into a car accident, and God didn't like you, I guess, huh?
I guess not. So, definitely, you don't want God in control.
I'd like to know from somebody out there, if they were religious a long time ago, and they really wanted something. Their dog was starting to die, to be dead in a week, and they went to church every day, and they paid all their money, because actually, the more money you pay to the church, the more the priest is going to pray for you or whatever. And so you're assuming that your funds are going to make your dog well, you know, because you're asking for this favor. And then all of a sudden your dog died. What did they tell you at the church? You know, why did your dog die when you prayed to have it well? Why did God let you down? What was the reason why he let you down or she let you down or whatever, you know? So it'd be good to kind of get that answer from people. If they ever had that happen and they were kind of being consoled by somebody, that's a lot of guilt that you could have. Didn't I pay enough? Didn't I pray enough? You know?
Yeah, why didn't he stop it from happening, or she?
Yeah. So back to you.
Yeah, that's great. And I think a lot of people do have that experience, Ron. So another question for everyone. Have you had an experience like that? If so, please write us on the Fast Chat feedback form or at clsquestions@yahoo.com. So the next question, Ron, is a little bit different, and this listener is asking, if we were outside of time and duality and this hologram, how would the room around me look any different? As many details as possible, please.
Well, basically, since I mentioned earlier that the hologram of darkness is superimposed over, source creation energy, it shouldn't really look too much different to you. Like I said, the colors will be brighter because they know that people do go into source energy. The dark side does. That's when you're being creative. So you'd have to look yourself and say, well, how do I feel when I'm being creative? You may not be able to think of it, because if you start to think, then you're now in the darkness. But it'll typically look the same, but it might have more vibrancy to it. It might have more energy, and you're going to be disconnected energetically from everything. So everything will be on its own, working perfectly. So that's how it would look to you. But if you start to judge it right away, you're going to be back into, the darkness. Like you do a painting, making a painting, you're an artist painting flowers or something. And at that point, you get that after a half an hour, and you go, oh, I'm done. I look at it now, and I made a mistake here. Well, in source energy, there's no mistakes. But in darkness, there is mistakes. So now you take it and you go, I don't like it, now you throw it away. So you're throwing away your creation, which has also your imprinting of you on it, which you don't realize typically. But when you start judging your creations, that's when you have problems. Then you definitely know that you're in darkness. And I think most people, maybe people who play music, singers, people who play guitar, et cetera, whatever, they're doing their gig, and they're in the moment because they have to be in order to play that instrument. So back to you.
That's a great point, Ron. And a lot of people judge before they even give themselves the freedom to create. So they already are cutting themselves off from their spirit energy, from source energy, from creation. So they're already judging before they even get something done.
Yeah, that kind of goes to the shopping center and deciding what to buy for somebody. You're
right.
Already outside the system of source energy. You're in darkness.
Wow, yeah. Well, there is a part two to this listener's question, and I'll try to get it in here before the close of the show. They're wondering, many indicators point that major economic and political changes are coming very soon, perhaps even starting tomorrow. Would you please clear them all so only the most favorable to all outcomes happen?
Yeah, I don't have that much energy. So everybody out there would be thinking of something, much like Christmas, And,
yeah.
There's no way I could clear anything even like that. It's up to the people to clear themselves out, so they can have a better life or to have something happening. Remember, you can never change somebody else's belief system. And so because of that, it's up to them to do their own changes. So that's how I would probably address that. All you can do is work on yourself and to get neutral, to get into peace energy.
Yeah.
And maybe if you knew some people that we're trying to do a massive change, and you could tell them to do the mind a heart drop, 50 times a day to get out of the mental stuff, maybe they would change and be at peace. But that's my only suggestion. So there's no way that I could even do that, even if I wanted to. I couldn't change anything like that. All I have is a mind a heart drop, and it's for the people to choose to do that and to be here now, clearings. Whatever else is on the website. So back to you.
Okay, and I know we're wrapping up here, but really quick, I just wanted to say somebody wrote in and told, I guess back when they were religious, that God only gives you crosses you can bear.
Ah.
We'll have to pick this up next week.
Yeah, right. Hope the cross isn't too heavy.
Right. Thanks, God.
Okay.
All right, Ron, back to you, and I'll let you wrap it up. And hopefully, everyone, you can join us next week and let us know what happened in your experiences with Ron's little homework assignments there.
Yeah, with no shopping at the shopping center. So here we go. Under the mind, a heart drop. And you have to command your spirit out loud and take the thoughts inside of your head, drop them into your heart. And here we go. Counting from 10 to 1 backwards, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, everybody. Thank you for listening. Tomorrow, which is Tuesday, we do our energetic Cordy release call at 5:30 Pacific. And we make you real also during that call. So if you're interested, it's $20. Typically, it'll be at least an hour to hour and a half long on a conference call line. So thank you, everybody. Thank you, Elizabeth, everybody else. Bye, everyone.